Muhammad see that, all his army will see the same. Means it's not, yes, I told the story of the Prophet which will receive a gift, but this gift is not for the Prophet. It's for all travelers with him, all the company. Yes?
God caused the outward and the inward warfare to seem little to him and his companions in order that he might make it easy for him to gain ease and that he might not turn away his face from difficulty. For him, causing to seem little was victory, since God was his friend and taught him the way. He
there is some saying, a very famous saying in Quran, that Ma'al usra yusra. Means with shortcoming there is plentifulness. When there is difficulty, there are the easiness, because they complement each other. As simple as that. Therefore, when you're looking at each one, remember the other one. And other one is coming from above. Because Muhammad and his fellow partners, they were the winner. Why? Mainly because there was that difficulty prepared for them, so the opening was there and Muhammad knew what to do. Just leave it to happen. And that happened. Therefore, that backup is the safest over there. If not, yes.
He that has not God for his victorious support, alas, if the fierce lion seems to him a cat. Alas, if from afar he sees 100 as one.
This is the trick. I didn't say that you should not pay attention to the danger. That's not what I meant. Because if you're not connected to this source, and you look at your enemy and see it small, pity on you, because you think that the lion is a cat. So you will be killed. Remember, this connection brings both sides of it. The help and leading. I don't mean that the logically you should go forward and embrace any danger. This is a special stuff, yes?
Alas, if from afar he sees 100 as one, so that in vain confidence he enters on the fray. He causes a prophet's sword to seem a dart and makes the fierce lion appear as a cat, to the end that the fool may fall boldly to fighting and that he may catch them by his device, in order that those dolts...
Excuse me, well, I don't see any thing for that to the end, because the Persian is so that the fool may do that. There is no to the end.
So that the fool may fall boldly to fighting and that he may catch them by this device, in order that those dolts may have come toward the fire temple by means of their own feet. He is showing a blade of straw in order that you may quickly give a puff so as to make it vanish out of existence. Beware, for that straw has uprooted mountains. Through it, the world is weeping while it is in laughter. He makes this river water seem up to the ankle. 100 such as Aj, son of Unka, may have been drowned there.
Well, that name is, I don't know, it should be translated or not. This is the guy, Ojib ibn Unab, means he was a guy who had a very tall neck. But when we want to say somebody is tall, we'll say he's like Ojib ibn Unab. That's it. That's a story behind it. But what's happening here? let's pay attention. He was talking about the ego, and he said, you cannot fight your ego personally, because your ego knows you very well. You need some help, because when I want to talk about the ego, oh my God, how many tricks I have seen from this ego. It's endless. Let's connect. Find someone like Yasamuddin who has no fear. Why Yasamuddin has no fear? Not because Yasamuddin is very big and tall man, because he hid the message. God will help him not to have fear from that dragon. Okay? So there are people that will pray for that help. The help will come in a way that they won't fear their ego and they attack it. But those are exceptional people. He came back with a long, long different example to say, I don't mean that be fool. I don't mean that the danger doesn't matter. I mean that when you're in dangerous position, you have to hang on to these fellows, because these fellows, they can have that help up to the moment that that help will come directly to you, inshallah. Because, in a way, that's the point of my explanation here. When you look at your ego, you see your ego small. This is not the same thing that I was talking about. When you see your ego is small, your ego is tricking you. Beware of that. That's why, even in this connecting to the source, having the gift of being fearless and doing something about it is generally for all of us, but will be handed to those exceptional people. The rest of us should hang on them. That's his point. That this is your ego that even will use this stuff to say, not looking at the strength of the enemy was good for Muhammad, therefore it will be good for us. Yes?
He makes the wave of blood seem to him a mound of musk. He makes the bottom of the sea seem dry land. Blind Pharaoh deemed that sea dry, so that in manhood and strength he drove into it.
Exactly, that's a very good story to relate to this stuff. The sea will be open for Moses, and Moses will see the openness, so all the Israelites around him, so they pass. What about Pharaoh? Pharaoh sees the sea open. He's stupid. This sea will not open for Pharaoh. The ocean of knowledge will not open for arrogance. That's the trick. You should know this, because over there we're talking story. That openness saves Moses and kills Pharaoh. Yes?
When he enters, he is at the bottom of the sea. How should the eye of Pharaoh be seeing? The eye is made seeing by meeting with God. How should God become the confidant of every fool?
Here is one of those highlights. The eye will become a functional stuff to see with liqa. Liqa means connecting, seeing each other, facing each other, of haq. And here he plays with the word. Haq will not be the close friend of every ahmaq. Ahamaka means stupid. Means when I say God will help the eye to be open, I don't mean for the stupid fellow. You have to connect and be worthy of it. If not, yes?
He sees candy. It is, in sooth, deadly poison. He sees the road. It is, in sooth, the cry of the ghoul. O skies and the tribulation of latter days, you are revolving swiftly. Pray, give time. You are a keen dagger to assail us. You are a poisoned lancet to bleed us. O sky, learn mercy from the mercy of God. Do not, like a snake, inflict wounds on the hearts of ants. By the truth of him who has set the wheel of your sphere turning above this abode, revolve in another wise and show mercy before you uproot us. The truth of your having fostered us at first, so that our shoot grew up from the water and earth, by the truth of that king who created you pure and displayed so many lamps in you, who has kept you so flourishing and lasting that the materialist has thought you from eternity. Thanks, we have come to know your beginning. The prophets have told that secret of yours. A man knows that a house is made, the spider which plays idly in it, not.
Aren't you lost?
Yeah.
Everybody is following. What is he doing? Suddenly, he started to talk with the sky, which is not sky, it's Alak, whatever it is out there, the galaxies, you know, the universe, something like that, it's Alak. They call it Falak. One of the reasons is because it's everything is turning around, so they see it as a wheel which is going around everything, existence, whatever. He talks with that about what? First of all, very kindly is talking to this Falak or scar or existence that you don't give me any chance here, any free space. Please give me a little bit of space. I know that you are a dagger and you want to take my blood. Because I know this existence is ready to kill you. That I know. Why? Because I'm mortal. How do I die? This environment will take it away. But it's more than that. First of all, this environment to me is alive and could learn and could change by him. So I referred to him that, you see, look above and be nice to me because you are another part of me, another part of creation. You could have a pity on me instead of trying to eliminate me totally. Why do I know that? Oh, because first of all, I owe my birth to this and the beginning. Who raised me? This environment again, right? The same environment that will raise all the children is the environment that will kill all the grown-ups when they grow up in the process. So environment is the enemy and the friend at the same time. So he will go back and say, oh, you were my first nurse, really. And you made that little bit of me at the beginning to grow up and be like this. And after all, when I'm looking at this environment, this sky, this universe.